From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. This week we're going to be talking about cell phones, how we use them now, and how they're going to change in the future. Americans mostly talk and text with theirs, but in India, the cell phone is an entertainment center. In a country where very few homes have broadband internet access, the cell phone has become a way to watch videos, to swap music, a lot of things Americans are just beginning to try with a phone. Here's NPR's Laura Seidel.
Carter Road, Mumbai, Saturday night. Restaurants, cafes, and plenty of young middle-class people hanging out. In India, there's a great deal to be learned about someone by looking at what's on their cell phone. 19-year-old Nazat Kazi loves Salman Khan's film Partner.
I have a clip of Partner on my phone. I'm a very good Bollywood fan, so...
In India, phones have flash memory cards as large as 2 gigabytes. That's room enough for hundreds of songs and video and movie clips. 17-year-old Judesh Malakani puts entire movies on his mobile.
If you have a good phone with a good memory, then you can actually put movies on your phone, like full movies.
So you watch a full movie on your phone?
Yeah.
Phones in India all have FM radios. Arjun Kopkar and Taruna Ashwani are surprised when I tell them that we don't have that on our phones in the U.S.
No, they don't have radio on their cell phones.
Okay, you don't have radio on your cell phone. That you can buy from India, right?
They laugh at me. They don't understand how an American from a country that's supposed to be so technologically advanced can't get a phone with an FM radio. In the U.S., carriers are only just beginning to make it easy to put music and videos on phones. The reason why Indians are so far ahead is that a fast internet connection for your computer is harder to come by. According to research firm Economist Intelligence Unit, only 6 million people in India have a broadband connection, but close to 200 million have cell phones. Santo Jadar supports his family by working as a security guard. He doesn't have a computer, but he has a cell phone.
Music video.
Jadar shows me a music video by the English pop band Blue. He says sometimes the family gathers around to watch videos on his cell phone.
Video clips to fakt gaane chahiye, baki aise ka video clips wagaira nahi hote.
Jadar tells me that he tries to keep clean and wholesome videos on his phone so that the whole family can watch them together. There's an emerging industry of people who are supplying entertainment for cell phone users. Moj Telecom runs a site where users can download ringtones, video clips, and background animation for phones. CEO Manoj Davni explains to me that they are now in the midst of producing their own content, a short animated series specifically for mobile phones.
So he's a squirrel who's trying to, you know, kind of impress a she-squirrel out there.
Behru is the squirrel's name. Davni says each of the episodes will be less than 3 minutes. Some people call this snack entertainment.
Which we believe can be served as small little mobisodes, as we call it, you know, mobile episodes. And we are creating a complete character.
There's such a strong sense that mobile films will take off that film schools are starting to teach students how to make them. Whistling Woods International in Mumbai sponsored a contest with phone maker Nokia. The results are rough around the edges. The storylines range from short mysteries to travelogues to faux public service messages.
I've already done it.
Like one where the taxman stalks a guy who is late paying his taxes.
I know it. Good boy.
25-year-old Shashank Khatan won the contest. He feels it's a really exciting time to be making mobile films because you can experiment.
No one knows what's going to work. No one knows what's the future. So people are accepting more. They don't mind anything.
But they'd certainly like to make money off those short films. In India, where people share unauthorized music and video as easily as they breathe, it may be hard to convince anyone that they should have to pay. As I stand in a Nokia cell phone store, the manager, Rakesh Tivrekar, shows me how he can use Bluetooth to beam a song from his phone to someone else's.
So right now you guys are sharing?
Yeah.
So what are you giving?
I'm giving an song, which is very popular nowadays, Om Shanti.
Still, with cell phone use in India expected to grow by nearly 50 million users a year, companies are anxious to find a way to make money on mobile entertainment. Analysts say with the introduction of the iPhone, cell phone providers and entertainment companies in the U.S. won't be far behind. Laura Seidel, NPR News.